up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. They'll get you feeling good. Weekday mornings on Chum.
Today's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar podcast is powered by Cintas. Ready for the workday.
And a Monday morning, brisk, a little cold outside, but a good weekend, I would say. Good weather, by the way, too.
Boy,
I mean, nice and sunny.
Sunshine felt great yesterday.
Yeah? Did you take advantage of it at all?
Yeah, I did. I took a big, big walk in the annex, and I just had to get outside and think. Everybody was out.
Mm-hmm.
Every dog was out. Every baby was out. Every grandparent was out. Everyone was out, which is good to see. For the most part, people wearing masks, which was good
to
know.
Yeah. People wearing masks, walking around. We did some park stuff. You know, me and my little boy went to the park, and, you know, just let him run around. And like, it's so funny, as he runs through the park, I could see the invisible leash that a little child has with their parent, because he gets to a certain distance and he stops and he looks back. He's like, I'm so far from daddy. And I'm like, yeah, you're far, man. And I'm like, go ahead, we're in the park, keep going. And he's like, should I? He's not saying this, but I get to see it on his face.
It's,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah,
like, look. Yeah.
It's okay because, you know, we're cooped up in the house all week.
Sure.
And, you know, there's just like yay amount of distance between us. But when we get outside into the great wide open, he can do whatever he wants, which is beautiful to see his face in the light about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Did you watch Coming to America?
Did I? It was a great movie. It was very, very funny. And you know what? A lot of people, when they go into sequels, you know, a lot of people going, don't ruin the first movie for me. Don't try to do a new version of the old movie and just ruin how I felt about it. This movie did not attempt to do that.
Okay.
It told a funny story. Of course, it's a complete comedy, a complete farce, but added in some new characters, some contemporary references to what we're laughing about today.
Okay.
And, you know, you throw that in with some of the old things, like the barbershop scenes with all the characters. I mean, it was very well done. So you'll love the first movie, you'll love the second one, and they both kind of stand alone, but one doesn't ruin the other. I really enjoyed it.
So, Miles, did you catch the first one this weekend? Some of you did.
I'd be lying if I said I did. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
You missed it.
Did you watch the second one at all?
I watched the trailer, and I didn't fancy it, I'll be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
I guess it's one of those you had to be there things.
Yeah,
you had to be there.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, you know, it's I'm always afraid of sequels too.
I mean,
Coming to America is very funny. I haven't seen the sequel, but it's of the time where you were. The whole thing, it was like none other. We never saw anything like it, and I think that's why everything's being rebooted. The fact that it was done well, and you're not the only one that feels that way, Jamar, is that such a relief, because sometimes sequels can be like, you know, let's just make a little bit more money. How many years between the two?
like 30 years later.
Right?
Yeah.
So good for them. It's good to see Arsenio Hall. By the way, Arsenio Hall, you know, the people are going, whatever happened to him? He is a mega producer. He's doing fine. Thank you very much.
He's a mega producer, and he's also a person. The 6 years of the Arsenio Hall show, that late night show, was one of the most important late night shows of the time.
Truly.
It completely changed the game. I mean, so many of the people that are relevant today in pop culture, you know, in music, and even politics, I mean, came through that Arsenio Hall show and got their exposure for the first time on that show.
I'll never forget the time, because I really enjoyed the ease in which he interviewed.
Yeah.
When he was talking to Whitney Houston, to the point where she was so relaxed, she just really let it go.
Yeah.
And that's what his magic is and is always about. And he's always kind. And then when I watch any shows that feature him, whatever the person they're talking about, he's right there, comfortable in his own skin, and also sharing what he believes to be, you know, what he saw. And that's what I like about him.
100%. It was the first time on that show that the world was introduced to a politician with a saxophone named Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Like, wow, who's this guy?
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah, who went on to become the president. You know, so many things happened on that show, which were great. So, good to see the old gang back together.
Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Aries.
Hey, Aries, an idea, suggestion, or virtual chat could boost your mood, and checking in with amusing companions or a romantic partner could leave you a little buoyant or more buoyant. Even so, you might be impulsed around spending, so look out for that. Your day is a 6.
Sagittarius.
Well, Sag, the right kind of advice along with a chance for a cozy chat can certainly buoy up your spirits today. So spend time with those who have your best interest at heart. In addition, be ready to grab hold of a golden and potentially lucrative chance. Way to go, Sagittarius. Your day's a 7.
Pisces. Pisces.
Getting involved with others and moving in new circles is the way ahead, Pisces. If old fears are holding you back, the focus on a spiritual zone can be a call to let them go. Your day is a 6, Pisces.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
The interview that rocked the planet. I stand corrected.
Bombshell.
Because I did ask on Friday, I'm like, Oprah said this is going to be the biggest interview of her career, one of the biggest ones. I was like,
why?
How is this going to be that big? Because I actually really, really questioned whether certain topics would be covered.
Yeah.
One of them for me was race.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, if they don't talk about that, then I don't know why we're having this interview. And then they ripped a Band-Aid off of the race conversation on this interview.
We got a clip on this one right now on that very point.
You won't be given security. It's not going to be given a title. And also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
That's in reference to their son, Archie. How about that?
Yeah, my understanding, like, listen, I come to the conversation with a pretty baseline knowledge of the monarchy and how it works. But apparently, for some reason, they decided that Archie wouldn't be given those titles and those accolades.
Protection.
Even just the basic protection of being such a public figure or a public person. And for what reason? I mean, we could speculate, but it seems a lot has to do with the royal family's disapproval with Meghan Markle's lineage, heritage, maybe even skin color. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really, really sad to hear. But it's not surprising to me, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think? Was that surprising to you?
No, because I had heard inklings about that sort of thing. You know, it's hard to know what to believe and what not to believe when you hear the British tabloids. Mm-hmm. Miles, you're part of that kind of, we were brought up with all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to kind of take away. But I thought, when you're merging into another family, as Oprah mentioned last night, you are also marrying into the family.
Mm.
And so, you know, there are people that have systemic racism. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And the fact that she was getting so much attention was problematic for a lot of people, whether it is in the family itself or, as they call it, the firm. So, but when they, like you said, ripped the Band-Aid off, I went, wow, that is so, that is true. How could you do this? Child is not even born yet. You're not going to offer him protection. You're worried about the color of his skin. Really? That's amazing. I was just really saddened to hear about that. Here's another clip from last night's interview.
I had 3 conversations with my grandmother and 2 conversations with my father before he stopped taking my calls, and then said, can you put this all in writing, what your plan is?
So the father, Charles, stopped taking his phone calls, and there was so much hurt going on back and forth. I'm reading notes from this interview, is that the phone calls stopped. Can you imagine not hearing from your parent, even though there's strain, but I need your help, Dad, and you're not getting the help that you need? What do you think of that, Jamar?
You know, once again, what is at the core of the rift in this family?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems as, you know, the choice that Harry made to move forward with this woman that maybe possibly a lot of people didn't approve of, went to the lengths where they didn't even want to talk to him anymore. That's a hard one.
And the fact is that you're reaching out to get some help and you're not getting any help. Megan mentioned that too. But 3 years of this ongoing stuff that is not true, and the Buckingham Palace would never step up and say that's not true or support them. That was really sad.
Very sad, extremely sad, and dangerous.
And dangerous for
Megan.
You know, we kind of were joking around on Friday. Coming to America was the movie coming out on Amazon, but it was also for Megan and Harry. How they had to make that transition. They didn't like that transition, but it sounds like to me they were absolutely forced to make it.
Well, they came to Canada first because they said they wanted to at least assume some semblance of some royal duties.
Something.
since Canada's still a Commonwealth country.
Yes.
So they said they could probably still exist, not be there, but, you know, still do some of their duties here, but they weren't afforded that opportunity either.
They were shut down. We have another clip right now. Miles, you want to play it?
Trapped within the system, like the rest of my family are. My father and my brother, they are trapped. They don't get to leave. And I have huge compassion for that.
Wow. Family business, you got to do it. You got to take on the family business.
You got to take on the family business.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see the reaction around the world. I mean, it's going to be split reaction to, this interview, how you felt. I already see people talking about they think that they're lying. And like, I don't see the gain about lying about this for those two. I mean, they don't really have much else to gain.
And the special itself won't actually air in the UK until tonight. They haven't seen it yet.
They haven't even seen it yet.
All they've seen is clips from online and stuff on YouTube. A lot of news correspondents from the UK were live tweeting during the event last night, but it airs tonight in the UK at 8 p.m.
Okay, so here's the what I understand is that the Queen will not be watching it, but you better believe HR and their other people are going to be watching it too. It will be interesting to see what the Miles. What do you think? You are brought up in this world.
I don't think they'll say much at all. Yeah,
no?
I mean they didn't after the whole Diana thing. I don't think they will now. So that's just the way they roll, unfortunately.
Well, I can understand the fact that they broke away. Because for 3 years they were there and nobody stood up for them. And then they went and got and did something else and they're still going to do some good work. Do I think it's whining? No, it's just like, listen, guys, this is why we left. We're going to explain this now. And now we're going to continue on with our life and do some good work. And by the way, we're having a baby girl this summer.
Isn't that great?
That was the best news, I thought. And they both look great. You know, Azalea had said earlier off air how Azalea Hart, who's filling in for Caitlin, she said, you know, they look rested. They look like they're calm about it. Nerve-wracking to have this conversation with Oprah, but you know, Oprah brought it out in them, and I think you know, now I understand, going back to your point, Jamar,
yes,
is that this was a very important conversation, and when they almost weren't ready to say something, Oprah brought it out.
I like that they did it. Like I said, if they didn't talk about certain topics in this interview, then it wasn't really worth seeing.
That's right.
And because they went there and exposed what some people may be surprised about, but some people are not surprised. Me, I'm glad that they spoke.
So are you glad that you watched it? Did it reveal things to you that you thought, oh, okay, there is a reason why they're speaking?
Did it reveal things to me?
Yeah.
My perspective is really, really different, Marilyn.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a black man of Jamaican heritage. I grew up wondering, why are we looking at this queen and this monarchy that colonized and enslaved people for hundreds of years and not asking questions about that? So was I surprised? No, I'm surprised that we're not talking about it.
Okay.
That's what I'm surprised about.
There you go.
But these are things I've always known.
So everybody has a different perspective on that. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, exactly.
I was wondering what you thought about that.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
You know what the very interesting thing to me about the timing of the Meghan Markle, Oprah Winfrey, Harry interview, Marilyn? The timing is very interesting to me because it is International Women's Day today.
Yes.
And one of the crux of the issue around women's rights is a woman's voice and a woman's right to speak her truth, no matter what it is. It's about sexism in the workplace. It's about a variety of topics, but giving women the authority or even just
the voice.
The voice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's going to be a bunch of different reactions to this Meghan Markle interview. Mm-hmm. Some people will be like, oh, she's just looking for the spotlight. She's looking for the light. And there will be people who are sympathetic. But isn't that what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
When somebody steps up and say, I have something to say. This is what happened to me. You might not like what you're hearing.
Right.
Or it might be very surprising to you, but this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of like the cornerstone of what we're talking about here with recognizing the voice of women?
I think so, yeah. I think so. And, you know, every year for Women's International Women's Day, they choose a theme. And this one is hashtag choose to challenge. I will challenge gender stereotypes and bias.
Mm.
I will call out gender actions or assumptions.
Mm.
It's calling out and supporting. Calling out and supporting. Having a voice.
Having a voice. I mean, yesterday, Meghan Markle spoke about so many different topics. One of the more stunning ones for me was the mental health crisis that she went through and reached out to the so-called firm and the HR department of the royal family and how she at one point was suicidal.
Yeah.
Wanted to end her life and had no one really but Harry to confide in. And, you know, he supported her the best he could through that. But, man, I mean, if you want to support women, I mean, you want to talk about supporting women with what they're going through, you have to listen to the story of Meghan Markle and just think of the lack thereof that she had through that whole journey.
Yeah. She was, as they said in the New York Times, rebuffed when she made requests to the HR department at the firm at the royal family to get some help. Well, you would think with a leader being a queen,
right,
that women would be supporting other women. Not to say that the queen wasn't nice to her, but within the the structure,
right?
Right. Within the structure, you know, her success is your success is my favorite line for International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. No matter what the theme is, her success is your success. And I just don't understand why we don't see that more often, especially as just focusing on last night's interview. Yeah.
Sure, sure. Yeah. So as I look at people, you know, when women, you know, get the courage to speak unapologetically about what they're going through and how people try to tear them down and say, oh, she's opportunistic, she's a B, she's a this, she's a that. I would challenge you to say, stop that. Uh-huh. Stop that. Don't do that. Speak. Listen to somebody with critical ears, but also listen to somebody with compassion, especially women.
And if you see something, call it out. That's why this year's hashtag choose to challenge. Now, I'm going to put Azalea back on the air because I wore purple because that's the color of International Women's Day. But you don't have purple in your wardrobe because you're like a tan, white, and black kind of gal.
Yes.
But you've got a t-shirt on. Tell us what your t-shirt says.
I do. My t-shirt says brave, determined, strong, fearless woman.
That you are, Azalea. And that's why we have to lift other women up, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Anyway, celebrate in any way you can, but it's a big lens on choose to challenge. If you see something that's not right, then say something about it.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chum.
Well, here we are, commencing these 6:30 games. Welcome to the ring, or the octagon.
The Coliseum.
The Coliseum. Teresa on Team Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi. And Ellie on Team Jamar.
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I shouldn't say you guys. It's an International Women's Day. Would you women like to hear what we're talking about today for a prize?
Okay,
$100 gift card. Well, it's really $100 Tim Hortons gift card. It's roll up to win time. It's all digital now. And now every roll is a winner with the largest prize pool ever with exciting grand prizes. Roll up to win runs through April 4th. Visit chum1045.com for more details. What's the game today, Jamar?
Today we're playing the Google Predicts game. The Google Predicts game. This game is a game where you try to guess the most searched term or the most popular search on Google. Okay?
Yep.
So we'll give you the beginning of a sentence, and then we will tell you, based on what the Google predictions are, a multiple choice of the most searched term. Okay? You have to choose one.
Right. We don't give you a lot of time, so sit on your hands and don't go searching. Here we go. Are you ready to go first there, Teresa?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Jamar explained it so well. Here we go. So, Teresa, question number one. Do the royals A, watch the crown, B, drink alcohol, C, have a last name? What's the most searched?
Have a last name.
No, it's A, watch the crown. The answer is, yeah, they have, and they're not happy with it. Okay. Number two, does the news A, exaggerate, B, have to tell the truth, or C, make money?
B.
That's correct. Have to tell the truth. And number three is gray zone A, lockdown, B, worse than red, or C, stay at home?
Lockdown.
Correct. Two out of three. All right, Teresa.
All right, two out of three.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Ellie, you ready?
Yes.
Tell us what you think the most searched is. Do diapers A, expire, B, have tax, C, going to crash?
What?
What's the most searched?
C.
C? No. It would be A. Do diapers expire?
Do they, Jamar?
I would say no, they don't. And if they don't, I don't care. I'm going to still use them because they're very expensive.
Yeah.
Let's continue. Number two. Does Dwayne Johnson eat A, meat, B, candy, C, raw eggs?
Raw eggs.
That is the most searched term. Does Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, eat raw eggs? Everyone wants to know.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting. Okay. Number three. Is my hair A, thinning, B, curly or wavy, C, damaged? What's the most searched?
A.
Is my hair thinning? Yes.
Wow. Do we have a tie?
Two of three. Yeah, two of three, but both. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a tie. Yeah, so I asked you both to pick a number between 1 and 2,000. Teresa, you went with 744. And Ellie, you went with 1,500. I was looking for 1,302. So Ellie is our winner.
Ellie won the $100 Tim Hortons gift card because it's roll up to win time. Congratulations.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Lord. Everyone is so triggered. Well, you know, different things make people feel different ways. Even songs.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell you about something that happened to me this weekend when I was DJing, doing Jamar's house party. So, I played a song that is a very popular song by a popular artist. Everyone knows the song. And somebody said, they texted or DM'd, Jamar, do not play this song ever again. I'm like, why? Because it is a trigger for me, and it how it makes me feel when I hear the song. And, you know, I was surprised to see that. So after the whole party is done, I text him, like, well, what about the song? What about this particular song really brings out this emotion in you? And then I was told a story. Let me play you the song real quick.
Okay.
I know I get wow, wow, wow.
That's Rihanna, Wild Thoughts.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
This is, of course, Rihanna's song produced by DJ Khaled. It's like a remix of Maria Maria Santana.
Right. Love that song, yeah.
The story goes like this. She tells me that this was a song that was her and her boyfriend's song. It was like a song that they listened to, you know, during some intimate moments, let's put it that way. Okay. You get what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
As the story goes, one terrible weekend, she walks into her apartment.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Exactly.
And?
Unannounced. Boyfriend didn't know she was around or in town or whatever. Walks into the bedroom. Here's the song playing. And sees her boyfriend with some other girl in bed, listening to their song in their bedroom.
Wow.
The song is now a trigger for her. And I was just like, I mean, it's a big responsibility for someone who's a DJ. You can't play a song that's going to make everybody happy, right? Like, it, you know, certain songs.
I mean, usually I'd say, don't play the song again because I don't like it.
Right. But some people just don't like certain music. But this is a specific emotional trigger for her. So the question for everyone listening right now is, what song can you not listen to for an emotional reason? Is there a song that completely throws you into a place that you do not want to be for whatever reason? What is the emotional song for you?
And why?
And why? I was very surprised.
Well, that's good that you followed through with that because I would have been curious too.
I was really curious. Yeah. I'm like, what about this? Is, you know, it's not the saddest song. It's not a sad song at all. But
so this happened at a house party Friday night.
Yes, for her, it's a sad song.
Okay.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
You know, it speaks to the incredible ability that music has to evoke emotion. Just a sound.
Yeah.
A lyric, a chord progression. All these things could bring out some really intense emotions in
chord
people.
Chord progression.
Yeah.
It can take your... It's like the new Bruno Mars song, Leave
Sure,
Europe.
Sure.
He just moves it into another chord, and I'm like...
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel.
Do you remember when they started playing the... what's his face? Shawn Mendes. Remember they were doing Shawn Mendes snippets of his new album. I heard some of the chord progression. I started getting really sad. I was like, what is this? It just
wander.
Yeah.
And you know, and back in the day, you know, good old Elton John sang sad songs say so much. No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they really do.
Yeah, they really do. So
Wild Thoughts by Rihanna reminds a listener of her boyfriend because it used to be her and her boyfriend's song.
Yeah.
Then he caught him cheating on her with another woman, and they were listening to that song in the act.
That's awful.
Ashley on the line. Ashley, thanks for calling. Is there a song that brings out intense emotion for you?
Yes, it's A Moment Like This by Kelly Clarkson.
Wait, this is the song that she won. This is her, her American Idol song.
Yes.
Okay. It's a beautiful song. What happened?
I struggled with infertility for about 2 years. We did one round of IVF, and 13 months ago, I had my miracle son. He's on his feet right now. So those lyrics hit so hard. You know, anytime I saw anybody with a baby, I broke down in tears, and, you know, I just waited for that moment to become a mom. So I listened to it, and I look at him, and I stopped. I'm
curious
now about it.
Oh, wow. That is something else. Well, congratulations on having your baby.
You.
And what a strong song to have. But, you know, what a journey you've been on.
Oh, it was definitely a journey. You know, many times I questioned myself, and mm-hmm. I thought, you know, I couldn't get through it. And I'm very thankful and blessed that I only had to go through one round. But it's very taxing on your mind, body, and soul. And, you know, I just wish everyone luck and baby dust that
look
gets
at that.
A miracle.
Yeah. Yeah. A song that, you know, was not necessarily written about your situation, but speaks to it so, so poignantly. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really, really incredible. Yeah. So, yeah, Kelly Clarkson, a moment like this.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
I just look at Kelly Clarkson on the American Idol stage getting her award. Like, but
yeah, but
does
but
something for someone else.
That's right.
Yeah, you know something?
Oh.
Okay, turn it off. I can't.
So there's that corporate progression. That's
Marilyn, I will always think of her now when I hear this song.
Yeah.
I'll never not think of her whenever I hear this song. Right, that's crazy. All right, 709 on Chum 1045. Tell us about that song that, without a doubt, every time you hear it, whenever I hear, you know the Charlie Brown Christmas special?
Da-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da.
Well, that's the Charlie Brown theme song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me specifically, Marilyn, it's the Christmas special, like the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Don't do it. Why, am I going to bring you to tears?
Probably.
Oh.
I don't know why. I think that whole song reminds me. And there goes Miles. It's something about, I when I really break it down, I think when I was a kid, we used to watch the Charlie Brown Christmas special, and, you know, later on my father passed away, I moved away to college, and, you know, in the later years of my family, we've kind of been splintered.
Yeah.
And every time I hear this song, I just remember the times where we were all together, one family, and where
it's emotional. It
very,
really
very,
is emotional.
Very emotional.
Miles, because you're so fast with the trigger finger there, what about you? Does anything move you that you don't want to hear again?
Nothing that I don't want to hear again, but there's one thing that I miss from being back home, and it's going to watch my favorite football team with my dad.
Okay.
And one
is there
of the,
a song?
Yeah, there is a song. It's one song that that the team walks out to before every game, and it's Tina Turner, Simply the Best.
You're simply the best.
Wow. So that, I mean, it's not a bad, you miss them so much, and you miss that experience that you hear. Yeah.
It's not even a sad song, right?
No.
But this is the walkout song for what, Glasgow Rangers?
For Glasgow Rangers. We just won the Scottish Premiership yesterday for the first time in 10 years.
What do you hear now?
Oh, just absolute, you know, just craziness from the crowd, everyone cheering, my dad, you know, with his arm around my shoulder, and just the complete goosebumps, honestly.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I miss
great.
That so much, yeah.
Hey. You're simply the best.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. 55 titles we won, and that was the 55th yesterday. We won it.
So congratulations on the win.
It was an amazing day, yeah.
Songs are very emotional, and you go, like, sometimes we go to your friend, do you not like this new song by whatever? And you go, no, because it doesn't really bring you any kind of emotional value to it, but in time, songs do.
100%.
Right, yeah. That's interesting. Okay, I have to think about mine. Oh, I think I know which one it is.
What would it be for you?
Well, I don't know why, because I don't remember dating anybody, but I thought it was so sad it brought out emotions as if I was going to break up. It's George Benson's This Masquerade.
Oh, wow. You've actually mentioned that song on the show before.
It is probably my favorite song ever, but it just... oh, my God. Like, a couple. Ready? In a mask. masquerade. Can we talk about the violins in the background?
Oh, those
chord changes.
Those and whimsical strings in the back.
And his voice is both afraid to say, we're too far away. It's the way the instrumental, and it's, boy, that's sad. It's a loss, but it's beautifully written. Anyway.
Very powerful.
That's great. Yeah, George Benson. Yeah. Please, I'm torn. Okay. All right. Conflicted.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
Heartbreak. Woo. Heartbreak. Yeah, right? Heartbreak is probably the operable word when you were talking about the revelations made by Meghan Markle and Harry. As they spoke to Oprah Winfrey yesterday.
Yeah, they talked about like racism, depression, the monarchy. There's a great divide there. That was a bombshell of an interview that is certainly trending today.
I was pretty cynical about the interview going into it, Marilyn, because I was thinking in my head, if they don't talk about certain subjects, I don't want to hear this.
Right.
And for me, there was always a slightly racist tinge to the treatment of Meghan Markle from the moment she announced her relationship with Harry. But they ripped the Band-Aid off that and went deep in on some of the things that they experienced. Here's Meghan and Harry talking about questions about, you know, her son's title and the treatment. Listen to this.
He won't be given security. He's not going to be given a title. And also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
You've said some pretty shocking things here, revealing.
I wasn't planning to say anything shocking. I'm just telling you what's happened.
Okay.
I'm sorry if it shocked you. It's been a lot.
I'm a little shocked.
Yeah. That's Oprah speaking with Meghan Markle last night for that big interview that she did for CBS. So all that being said, my understanding, it's not airing in the UK until tonight, but of course you can get things online.
Sure.
So now we hear from a very famous guy. His name is Piers Morgan. What do you want to say about that, Miles Galloway, our British correspondent?
Well, Piers Morgan has kind of had the first word on this from the UK's point of view, because it hasn't aired yet. It will air tonight, 8 p.m. local time in the UK. So Good Morning Britain is the kind of 6 a.m. start morning show on TV in the UK. And Piers Morgan is obviously the host. Mm-hmm. This is what he had to say, because he's obviously seen it already.
They've trashed his dad. They've trashed his brother. They've trashed his sister-in-law. They've trashed everything the Queen has worked so hard to maintain with the monarchy. And they're supposed to believe they're compassionate. Members
awful
of her female
experience.
Staff at the palace say they were bullied by Meghan. And when those allegations were made, her team came back and said it was outrageous, dismissed it, didn't take them seriously at all. But we're supposed to take everything she says as absolute gospel.
No,
and we're supposed to give that respect. She showed
seriously.
No respect for the alleged bully victims that she apparently traumatized. And I've had one account of one of them. And I can tell you, if they start talking, we're going to hear a very different story about the Duke and Duchess of Compassion.
Mm. Who is that very patient woman that works with Piers Morgan?
That is his kind of co-host, who clearly wasn't given a chance to co-host with him.
She is the voice of reason, let me tell you.
A voice that was being talked over many times.
So, Piers Morgan filled in for Larry King when Larry left CNN. So that's all I really know about him. And I know you have memories of him being there, and it didn't quite work. So, Miles, a little bit more from Piers Morgan. It's that people love to hate him, but do they look at his words as valid?
He's very 50-50. He's very polarizing.
Okay.
You're either with him or against him, but people do love to hate him, and that's why he rates so well, unfortunately.
So the call, I think, is that the majority of people will see it tonight in the UK at 8 o'clock, although you can get some things, pieces of it online, or download it somehow. But here's the thing. What will Buckingham Palace do? And the thing is, in the past, they really don't say much, do they, Miles?
They keep quiet. They tend to let you think, whatever you want to think, that's what you want to believe, that's fine. We're not going to comment. That's what they do.
Yeah. And do you think, I understand that the Queen is not going to watch this, so, I mean, I get that. But anyway.
Well, they'll hear about it, though.
They'll hear about it. Oh, sure.
I find it quite interesting that Piers Morgan said that they've trashed, all the things that they've said that have apparently trashed the monarchy. But what if those things are true?
Yeah.
What if the things they said that are very trashy, if you want to call it that, what if they are true?
Yeah.
Aren't they not worth a discussion?
Right.
Are they not worth being heard?
Right.
So,
Well, you know, this is going to be trending all day. I'm sure you're going to be talking about it. Like, it was so funny because Melissa Grillo from The Social said, hey, is there anything to watch tonight? And it was very, like, tongue-in-cheek. And I went, no, tell me what to watch. People are weighing in, and I know we're going to talk a little bit on Trending with Azalea, but it really is a breaking story, and it's unlike any other story that we've heard from the, you know, from there, that we got some more insider information, and now we have a better understanding why they left. I don't blame them.
Very good understanding.
Yeah.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Jump 104.5.
Get up.
But you know who did have a good weekend this weekend?
Who's that?
Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with that Leave the Door Open song. I love it so much.
Yeah, yeah. We actually premiered that song on Friday on Jump 104.5. Leave the Door Open, and he's been doing interviews all over the place talking about the new sound and the new direction, and they're very excited. They're very
Silk
happy.
Sonic, right?
Silk Sonic is the name of their new collective, yeah.
The song that's going to bring me emotion for the rest of my life.
There it is.
Yeah. What do you think of it?
That's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. That's
it's,
a good word.
It's just gorgeous. Yeah. It's a gorgeous sound.
So how do these two, like these two have worked together before? Is that the story?
Yeah, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Anderson .Paak is kind of a little more of an underground-ish R&B singer, but they got together on a tour. You actually went to that concert, maybe?
Yeah, 2017. They were on tour together in the UK. Anderson was supporting Bruno Mars. I unfortunately got there late and missed Anderson .Paak, which I was kicking myself about because I then went on years later to start loving Anderson .Paak. Yeah. And when I first came to Canada, I went to see him in Vancouver. I got tickets. I went on my own. I went to go and see Anderson .Paak, and the concert was amazing.
So is that the kind of music he is known for?
Yeah, yeah. He also raps as well. So he's, you know, he's very soul, funk. He's won Grammys for some of his albums as well. He's really good, really impressive.
He's a good artist to take a deep dive on right now if you'd like to hear more about him. Check him out on YouTube or maybe even the streaming services.
Yeah. But it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And the thing is that the two of them came together. We were just asking a couple weeks ago, where's Bruno Mars?
We were.
He's been working away. And so Leave the Door Open is the first single from an album that's coming out sometime this year. And yes, there's going to be a tour, all of us. We will go and be on time in 2022. No dates have been set yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking of all the feels, Gray Zone today. Yeah. Some non-essential stores will be opening.
Yeah, is so there 25% capacitance.
Is there a store, a business, or some place that you want to go that gives you the feels when you go in? Is there a place that you miss going to?
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't go to a lot, but when I go, I'm like, happy. And it's Over the Rainbow Jeans in the Manulife Center.
There you go.
I mean, you want a pair of jeans that fit you really well? I mean, I'm saying hard pants, Jamar. That's a big commitment. But I am so looking forward to seeing Joel and the rest of the gang there. Yeah. How about you?
You know what? I was caught by surprise the other day because I almost forgot that stores were not open.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Canadian Tire because I told you I wanted to get a toboggan for my little son.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I went to Canadian Tire and I pulled up and I was like, oh, online orders only. And I completely forgot.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not the most exciting, but I would love to go walk through a store like that
it's
again.
Functional and fun.
Yeah, functional and fun. It makes you feel like you're just living normal life again.
That's right. That's exactly
it's not that we need anything. We just miss window shopping.
I just want to walk through
stores. Just miss browsing, don't you?
I think I need that sponge. I'm going to buy it. Oh, wait a minute. There's a whole, you know, a whole bin of frying pans. Okay.
Yes. More Mr. Clean, please. More Mr. Clean for me. Yeah, you know, just things like that. So, hey, tell us what store you miss. Text 104536.
We're happy that you're opening up. And as Azalea said on Trending, the light at the end of the tunnel. Slow and sure. But very carefully.
But because we care about you guys, I gotta remind you, please rock your mask. Social distance still.
That's right.
There is still a virus that many of us are not vaccinated from, so we want to be careful.
And those vaccines are coming in.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get them coming.
Chum 104.5's birthday jackpot.
July John on the line.
Hi.
Hi, John. Welcome to Birthday Jackpot. So who do we have to thank for this call that we made or this text we made this morning?
Oh, my girlfriend texted it.
Yeah, thank your girlfriend, Julia. John.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe you give her $250 or something like that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Come on, $500 already for you, John.
All right, John
got the
$500.
I'm just saying, equality here.
Okay.
Exactly.
John, what date are we looking for?
Yeah.
July 30th.
July 30th. Hey, close to you, Jamar.
Day before me.
Mm-hmm. July 30th for John. All right, let's see. 500 turns into $5,000 on birthday jackpot.
All right,
here
the
we
wheel
go.
Is slowing down. I see the 30, John. I'm looking at it for you. Yeah, there it goes. There it goes. Just past it. It's coming back around for another turn. About half a turn away. A quarter of the way. Just a sliver. 26.
Oh, let's give your girlfriend a shout out. What's her first name?
Her first name's Julia.
Way to go, Julia. $500. Great. For you and John.
Nicely done.
All right. Have a great day. And thanks for listening, Julia.
Good stuff.
That's amazing. That's good. $500 just to be having it for a July birthday. Wow, that's an early birthday present.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up. Mornings on Chum 104.5.
You know, every city has its own kind of localities, traditions, colloquialisms.
Right.
I'm very surprised that you caught this one, Marilyn.
Yes, because you know, Jamar has worked in many major markets in the States, but the last one before you came to work in Toronto was Chicago, one of my favorite cities. And I saw this story on the Chicago News, and it was like, okay, dibs are now outlawed. I went, dibs. Like, I get dibs on that lamp, or I get dibs on that last cookie in the cookie jar. Well, it's a completely different dibs in Chicago. Tell everybody what's all about.
It's a real thing, too. And I think Toronto would actually really identify with this.
Maybe.
So if you live in the city and mostly park on the street, when it snows and you dig out your parking spot.
In front of your house.
I mean, that's a big deal. Yeah. Right? Because it takes a lot of effort to go out with that shovel, dig the parking spot out. I mean, the snow is heavy. It's cold outside. You've taken all that effort to do that. Mm-hmm. The last thing you want, once you dig your parking spot out and then put your car in the spot and leave to go somewhere else, the last thing you want is when you come home from, you know, being on the road, is to have someone else take your parking spot that you took all that time to dig out. So in the city of Chicago, they do a thing called dibs, and it's not really a law thing or a legal thing. It's just a local thing where people will dig out their parking spot and they'll put, say, a chair, or they'll put a cone or a piece of furniture. They'll put a big table. Sometimes people put multiple chairs. So on a snowy day, after maybe a couple hours after the snow, when you drive through the city of Chicago, you just see all this random, really nasty-looking furniture all
like,
over.
Like something fell off the moving truck.
It looks like it's a giant yard sale on every side street because people are calling dibs on their parking spot. And the intention is, when I come back, you can't take my parking spot because I already dug it out.
So the most unusual thing, I mean, I saw a couple folding chairs, but you went on to say you've seen kitchen tables.
Everything.
Like empty chest of drawers, according to one person.
You might see a washing machine.
Oh,
if someone has
like
a little washer in their backyard, they might put it out there. An ironing board. If someone has an ironing board, let's put the ironing board out there.
So the city of Chicago has finally, amongst the many problems that they have these days, they're saying, okay, no more dibs. We're outlawing it. So don't be putting your folding chair out there on the street because we're going to take it away and not return it. It's against the law.
Very, very funny. And what will happen is the city garbage trucks, as they cruise by, will actually pick up those items.
Really?
And toss them away if you're trying to pull dibs. Which, I don't know. If I know Chicago, I know that they really don't care. They're going to still do it.
That's very funny. I just can imagine going down the street and seeing all this furniture. Miles.
So, Jamar, what was your item of choice? What did you leave in your space?
Very, very funny. unfortunately or fortunately, I lived in a condominium and I had a parking spot.
It sounds like the Monopoly pieces, you know, that you start with at the beginning of the game.
The thimble or the race car.
Right.
It would be very, very random items. But I would say if I did live on a side street and had to call dibs on a parking spot.
Yeah. It's important to you. So what would it be?
It would be an ironing board.
But see, here's the problem with that. And I would say that too.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's got to be heavy enough so that when I pull up and want to take your parking space, I'm going, I'm not moving that washer.
And then you'd have to move up to like a potted plant or something like that. Right?
That's what I mean.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it just seems like the furniture, for how important it was, got heavier and heavier if you really wanted to save that parking spot.
100%.
Wow. All right.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
Maybe it's a practice we could adopt here in Toronto, because I know once you when you dig out that spot, you definitely don't want someone to steal it.
We just know there's no more dibs in Chicago.
Yeah,
that was such an interesting story to me. I love it.
Match. Game.
Steve is joining the show to play. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
How are you feeling today?
Great.
Great. You're playing match game today, Steve.
Yes.
All right. $300 on the line. Pick a player. Are you playing with Marilyn today or are you playing with me, Jamar?
I'm going to pick with Jamar.
All
Yay!
Right. Let's play some match
Steve!
Game.
You're
a little too happy about that. But all right, let's do it.
Jamar is going to leave the room. Now, Steve, what do you do for a living while Jamar is exiting the room?
I'm in construction. I look after a whole bunch of sites all over Toronto and different areas.
Okay, good. Well, good to have you with us today. Thank you for choosing Jamar. Is he out of the room there, Miles?
He is absolutely out of here. Here we go. Okay, Steve, for $300, you'll have 15 seconds to answer as soon as I give you the first word. This morning, the first word is voluptuous.
Voluptuous. Voluptuous.
Voluptuous. All right. Well, how was your weekend, like, then, Miles? Yeah.
Voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
I'm going to say voluptuous body.
Are you locking it in?
Yes.
Man, Steve.
Answer locked.
Okay, he's waving Jamar back in.
He's on his way.
We're going to find out if you're going to win that $300. Let's find out. Welcome back, Jamar. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Okay, Jamar. The first word is voluptuous.
What?
What's your second word? Well, we haven't had it yet. Come on.
Are you guys kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It's not me. Hey, it's not me.
Oh, man, this is such a trap door. On International Women's Day, eh?
Yeah. Nicely done, Miles.
All right, listen. Disclaimer.
Know your audience, Miles.
It is not the only characteristic of a woman. It is one of the many characteristics.
15 seconds.
I know. But I've only heard the word voluptuous used with the word woman, like a voluptuous woman. That's like the... So that's where... But it's not the only characteristic.
Come on.
What's your word?
Voluptuous woman. I'm going to lock that in.
Answer locked.
Steve, what did you say?
I said body. That was close.
Close.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Wait a
you
second.
Guys are gentlemen. Let me tell you. Same,
wait, time out.
Same. Same area.
So he went with a totally non-gender word, and I went with... Okay, great.
Can I just tell you what I would have said?
No. What if it's going to make me look bad, no.
No. I would have said breasts.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, okay, breasts.
Right, right, yeah. What are other people saying? You guys are gentlemen. What are other people saying?
Curves.
Curves.
Figure. Oh, yeah.
Figure. You know what, Steve? You were right on. Like, there's so many ways to describe that.
Be nice about it.
You are a gentleman, my friend. You're a gentleman. Hey, listen, it's going to be nice weather for construction day. It's going to warm up this week. Thanks for playing match game with us. $400. Yes, on this International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
And now for the trending stories of the morning, we have Azalea Hart joining us. Good morning.
Starting off with some local news, Toronto and Peel are entering a new zone today. After over 100 days, we are joining the rest of the regions and moving into the gray zone. That means that some non-essential retailers are able to reopen at 25% capacity, although bars, restaurants, gyms, and salons will still be closed for another 2 weeks. Now, today is also International Women's Day, and this year's theme is Choose to Challenge. I choose to challenge the labels and limitations put on women in all walks of life. And a woman that I want to celebrate today is Oprah. Last week, Oprah told Gayle King that she believes the interview that aired last night with Meghan and Harry was her biggest interview ever. This morning, she spoke to Gayle on CBS This Morning to discuss her takeaways from the interview. And the biggest question that everyone has is who brought up the color of unborn baby Archie's skin to Harry? This is what Oprah had to say.
Yes, and he did not share the identity with me, but he wanted to make sure that I knew, and if I had an opportunity to share it, that it was not his grandmother nor his grandfather that were a part of those conversations.
Mm. That it was not his grandmother and Prince Philip, you said?
Yeah,
was not
his
part.
Grandfather. Neither his grandmother nor grandfather were a part of those conversations.
Oh,
so
very
who do we think it was?
Well, I'm not going to speculate. I've got a pretty good idea.
Well, that's
but
the fun part, speculating, no?
Yeah, you want to speculate?
No.
Well, I mean, Megan... I was going to say, Megan endured so much blatant racism from, like, tabloids and within the firm.
Yeah, you know,
from tabloids referring to Archie as a baby chimp and other, like, really terrible things. So much so that she was actively even thinking about ending her own life. And there were times where she truly just did not want to be even left alone out of the fear of what she might do.
See, so, what I don't understand is that Harry went through therapy openly, he and Will. And that when she wanted some help and asked for help, she was rebuffed. So that really confuses me that they would even go there. That's how bad it was for her. And, you know, as far as naming names, I mean, they were very careful with how they stated some really terrible
things. Some of the juicier details.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But I will say one of the things that he did say, whether you saw it on this or it was an outtake from Harpo Productions, is that no matter what, he will always keep the door open to his father and his brother because they're family. But that they are actually in a situation where it sounds like things are run for them.
It's going to be interesting to see how that family moves forward now that Harry's here with Meghan and now that all these allegations are out. You know, I got to tell you that for people of color who have especially been exposed to being colonies of the British crown, you know, I'm talking to my Caribbean people. I'm talking to my South Asian community. There's a lot of conversations in those households about how appropriate, you know, the monarchy is when you talk about colonialism, the stealing of goods, gems, riches, people, slavery. This is stuff that's all baked into the crown.
Right.
And for a lot of times, you just can't talk about it because it makes people awkward. It makes people feel weird.
Right.
But now, you got to talk about it because Oprah and Meghan just spilled the British tea all over the world, right?
So, yeah, that's right. So, as Miles mentioned earlier, producer Miles, you were saying that the UK's not seeing it till tonight, although some people did wait up in the middle of the night to see it online. It's going to be interesting to what the statement's going to be. It won't be an immediate statement, that's for sure.
Yeah, first text I woke up from was from my mum this morning. Yeah. She said, what did you think? And I said, well, I'm not going to spoil it for you. I said, you can watch it. It's on tonight, 9 p.m. local time in the UK. So.
Right. One of the biggest complaints, too, last night from both of them was that the Duke and Duchess say that the royal family did not protect them from the tabloids. There was a guy that was interviewed earlier today that's saying the tabloids, that's how they make their money, is on the royal family. The royal family needs them to support them when they're doing their duties and their, you know, whatever it is that they do.
So they can help them spin good stories if they can. So it was like a symbiotic relationship.
Yes.
Between those two.
So they had to find somebody that they had to find like you know, somebody that wasn't so great to them. Like what they want to preserve and, you know, the monarchy.
Yeah.
So like Diana got thrown to the curb, Fergie got thrown to the curb. You know, now Meghan got thrown to the curb, and everyone's saying, hello, how about Andrew, everybody?
Mm.
How about Andrew? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, interesting times. Everyone's going to be talking about. I bet you, Azalea, we'll be talking about it tomorrow. What do you say? The fallout?
I think so.
Yeah, and I want to hear what your parents had to say about it, Miles.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I want to know.
We can get them on. Yeah.
Get them on and say, hey, what'd you think? All right. Well, Meghan and Harry revelations, bombshells, whatever you want to say. It's going to carry on for another 24 to 48 hours and maybe for longer than that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But on International Women's Day, I say, don't drag down Meghan. Let her speak.
Good. And they did. And I'm so glad.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, Piers Morgan.
Exactly right.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a good day to call the family member you're fighting with and be like, hey, you know, it's not so bad.
If they pick up, right. You know what? What a good point that is, because when you're feeling down about something, you're going, oh, that's why soap operas are so good. You're going, okay, it's not like that in my family.
It's literally what I thought about last night. Yeah. I was like, I should call my cousin. I was like, hey, we're good. This is not nearly
we're
as
good.
Devastating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, it's tough. Yeah, I know. Family situations. situations, you know, it made me think about the friends that I have that have inherited their family business.
Yeah.
And some of them wanting to walk away and did and successfully and whatever, and still keeping the relationship within the family still strong.
Yeah.
But man, this is, it wasn't like in all the newspapers, right? It wasn't exposed by Oprah.
I know. And that makes it that much more damaging and
tough
when you have to live your life. And when, you know, when you look at famous people and you think that they've got a voice, but, you know, at some point you have to keep some kind of image, and then your voice gets silenced.
Yeah.
As she said so.
Well, it's interesting. If you get a chance to watch the Oprah interview, if you taped it last night, you'll really, you know, find it riveting for sure. They were talking for 3 hours and 25 minutes. They whittled it down to 90. There were some outtakes that Oprah was discussing today on CBS this morning with Gayle King and the rest of the gang. And it's really going to be interesting to hear what the UK has to say, because they're going to see it tonight. Correct, Miles?
Yeah, tonight, 9 p.m. local time in the UK.
Okay, yep. Get ready for... Okay, here we go.
Well, could I just ask the women of the show to leave us with a thought today on International Women's Day? I mean, it's a very big day and at a very unique time in our popular cultural history.
It really means more now than ever.
Right, we're all forced to rethink so many things that we thought and so many things that we have done or maybe not done over the years. Mm-hmm. So I think this today's International Women's Day is that much more special. The women, please speak.
Okay, so Azalea, you and I are quite many years apart as far as age is concerned, but we're very together when we focus on this. And you're wearing a t-shirt today that says...
It says, I am a brave, determined, strong, fearless woman.
Yeah, and how do you feel about today?
And I feel amazing because I feel like I know a lot of really amazing women who I look up to. I'm inspired by a lot of women also in media. You're one of them as well. It's been so great to be working with you. And I just think that in terms of what I've been saying in my trending, that, you know, the labels and limitations that are put on women in society, these are things that I feel like need to be completely demolished in terms of, you know, if you're really strong at work, you know, you end up being some sort of bully, or if you're too nice, you're not a leader.
Yeah.
These are things that demolish them.
That's right. That's right. So what's the hashtag today for International Women's Day?
Challenged. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about that.
It's challenged to change or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I know. I should remember that. I'm so wrapped up in Harry and Meghan.
I've been saying it all day. You know what?
But I will tell you, she's wearing a t-shirt. I'm wearing purple, because purple is the color for International Women's Day. And my favorite saying, I've been saying it all morning, her success.
Choose to challenge.
Choose to challenge. Hashtag choose to challenge. Here's my favorite saying about this day. Her success is your success. And I leave you with that.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much.
This Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar podcast was powered by Cintas. Ready for the workday. Podcast Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Weekday mornings on Shum 104.5.